Mipnei shelo nahagu kavod zebazeh. They didn't show each other respect. Rabbi Akiva was a student of both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And Chazal tell us that Rabbi Yoshua was not only what we call from birth, but the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says about him, Ashrei Yoladato, that praises the one who gave birth to him. That his mother used to bring him around when he was yet in a little baby carriage to various Batei Medrashot, and that he should learn Torah by osmosis. Now Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, when he was 28 years old, as is recorded in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, he had to run away from home to be able to study Torah. So they could not have been more opposite in their background. Rabbi Eliezer, somebody who had to abandon his family to study Torah, who was threatened with being disowned. Eventually his father did not disown him, which is a story for another time, involving Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and when his father saw how accomplished he was in Torah. That was Rabbi Eliezer's story. And Rabbi Yoshua's story was a diametric opposite. Somebody whose parents, especially his mother, was profoundly and completely and wholly motivated that he should excel in Torah. And these individuals, whose backgrounds could not have been more different, became the chavrusa that produced Rabbi Akiva, one of the greatest figures in all of our Masorah. Literally. Everybody here is familiar with the famous Gemara and Masechta Menachos, where Moshe Rabbeinu himself is sitting in the shir of Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu becomes depressed. Why?
Can't understand
the shir. It's too high a level for Moshe Rabbeinu, who Moshe Rabbeinu Kivel Torah Bisi. So what, Rabotai, do we see from the story of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua? That even when it comes to our friends with very different backgrounds, completely divergent stories, that which unites us, the bond of Torah, and remember when we got the Torah, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Har Kishachad Lebachad, that which unites us is far more significant, is far more profound than that which divides us. And as such, we can learn from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. They had their many machlokos. We spoke about many of them this year. We just talked about the machlokas of Tavid Var Mitzvah, Ba'asa Mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer says, no dice, you're chayv a korban chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says, the Torah gives you a break. No korban chatas. But they appreciated one another. They learned with one another. They learned from one another. And together they were able to produce their great Talmud, Rabbi Akiva. So on this Lag BaOmer day, when we think about the lessons of Linhog Kavod Zeh BaZeh, there's probably no greater example in our tradition than Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, the many decades of cooperation that they had in the study of Torah, to remind us that even if our stories differ, even if we come from very different places, nonetheless, that which binds us and that which bonds us is far more profound than anything that might separate us and cause us to behave in a way that's not conducive of kavod to one another. Wish everybody a happy Lag BaOmer.